Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julio
and JoJo Rose.
We invite you to enter into ecological equanimity in the unified field of spacious unknowing.
We open and awaken to broaden your access to the soul rhythm in all of us.
We engage in the pilgrimage inward to feel the infinite love that beats in the rhythm of our collective soul.
We will guide you to new horizons and infinite love during our Inquire Within segment to accept that you create your field.
I create my field.
And together, we create the unified field. Spacious Unknowing Network
with Julio
and JoJo Rose starts now. Aloha and welcome to Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul. I'm JoJo Rose.
I'm Julio Rose.
Today's show is Timing, Timeless. Are you on time? Is the opposite true? Is time on you?
Very good question, JoJo. First of all, this is a beautiful day, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. Yes.
So what does that mean? Are you on time? People pretty much know what that means. Is time on you is quite a different way to look at it. So if you're planning to do something or you are trying to sleep at night and you can't, and you start paying attention to all kinds of sounds, maybe outside, or you're distressed by sounds that you hear, and you name it insomnia. So now, pretty much every night, you're wondering if you're going to have insomnia again. And that's having time on you, because the minute we name it, we claim it. So it's like, I'm often awake at night and just let it be. It's really fun. I learn a lot of things. And, you know, people would say, well, you don't have a job in the morning. Well, I do. I do work. And so there's no difference. When I wake up, I'm the same person I would be if I had 12 hours sleep or 8 hours or whatever it would be. But it is a way of staying clear of the cliche terms that we hear all the time. And it really affects us adversely. So time on us would be that there's always a schedule. There's always something to get to, or always something to rush to, or hurry up, you know, hurry up. And it really is a stress. It's a lot of stress. But I feel that if we called it distress, we'd be far more correct, because then we would know that we have to do something with it, change it in whatever form or way we can. And it would be different for each person. But stress is, if it's been so used that it's like lost its meaning. But distress is, oh, this really affects me. It affects me a lot. So what is the way that I could change this? And that would be a very clear inquiry. And more often than not, there'd be a response that would be worth someone's attention and notice. So I know you've had a lot going on with time this week. Would you like to share any of what you've been exploring and seeing?
Yes, I would like to share. So prior to learning what I've been learning, I lived in time. Time had me. And the way that I've come to understand it now is that time had me through guilt. Mm-hmm. And so everything in my life was based around guilt. But I didn't know mm-hmm. that that was the underpinnings of everything in my life. So I was, like you said, on a schedule, pushing and pulling, rushing to go here, rushing to go there, always feeling, as you said, the stress, but I didn't take it to the distress. Mm-hmm. I just felt stressed. And the other day we were speaking and I was realizing when I cooked under stress. Mm-hmm. So what was I feeding myself? What was I giving myself? If I felt that stress, then that stress went into the food and it went into my body and it went into my cells and on and on and on. And it just continues.
Yeah.
So I was given an opportunity to go to a group called Surfing Moms here. And I had gotten in touch with the people here for the group to find out where they met, what time, what day, and all of that. And it was last Friday. And I, prior to doing this, I've been working with guilt and seeing all the different ways that it has shown up in my life. And there have been many different ways. But in seeing the guilt, I'm in the forgiveness with each thing that arises and emerges. So I woke up Friday morning and I had already determined and told the young woman that I would be there Friday mm-hmm. morning. But I woke up and was like, this was inside of me. I don't want to go. I'm ugly. I don't know how to be with people. And I had this whole run on different phrases happening inside of me. And as I'm in this, and then it was, I have no right to go meet new people. And it was like, boing! I realized, oh, these are all excuses I gave myself for years for not meeting new people or being in relationship with people. And I recognize, oh, well, Nana or Connie, when I was little, her phrase was, familiarity breeds contempt. And when I recognized I don't have a right to meet people, I thought, well, that's guilt. Okay, I'm going to this meeting Friday morning of Surfing Moms and made that decision to go and had a great time. So it was really eye-opening, heart-opening, a feeling of, wow, this is really how I lived.
Yeah, the whole family, Connie's whole family, Benny, Rosemary, Joe, they all didn't have friends. None of them had friends, and Connie didn't either. And it was all relatives. When there was a big table full of people, it was all relatives, mm-hmm. relations, you know, not anyone that they worked with or, you know, brought home or talked mm-hmm. about even. And that was odd to me because the friends that I visited as I was growing up all, you know, had friends. Everybody mm-hmm. had friends. And I had tons of friends. So I loved having friends. Mm-hmm. So that was all brand new to me when I heard that phrase. It was like, oh my gosh. So to hear, you know, of course it took you over with mm-hmm. your dad and Connie. And so when I realized what you had gone through that morning before you actually went and you talked to me when you came back, I thought, wow, I am so thankful you're getting clear of that, because I don't think they ever really understood what they were causing or creating. Mm-hmm. And that's commonplace, you know. But definitely you had to wake up. And yes, you did. And I didn't even realize how deeply you had taken that on and in until you shared with me what had happened. And it's all, you know, that family overall had a lot of guilty people with mm-hmm. all kinds of things. And I know that happens in a lot of families, but I had never met that.
Yes.
It, in my growing up years. So it was all new to me. Mm-hmm. And I had to work to keep very clear.
Yeah.
And I did. And I'm thankful you're getting clear now.
Oh, I'm very thankful yeah. that I'm getting clear. And the wonder of this is, prior to really understanding the guilt and how much I took it on and how deep mm-hmm. rooted it was inside of me and all the different faces of it mm-hmm. and having to face it and then forgive myself, right. not necessarily forgive them, but forgive me because I'm the one that had it living inside of me.
Right.
But being able to see our childhood and the way mm-hmm. of life that you gave us with communication, love, light, truth,
many
spirit
friends.
Of truth, many friends, community. Mm-hmm. No one was a stranger. No one was, we were never made to feel that anyone was a stranger. Mm-hmm. Community was community. People were people. And we were with people in a way that was healthy and wholesome
yeah.
and good. So had I not re-felt and yeah. seen that,
yeah.
like felt it, and that's the thing now that I'm really realizing, if I don't feel it, then I can't make the change. Mm-hmm. I can't change from this to this. So I felt my childhood and yeah. the wholesomeness of it. I felt all the love that we had. So it was easy for me to then feel this and just go, whoa.
Yeah.
And forgive myself. And yeah. be. And it was like in that moment of the forgiveness, it's like, oh, I'm free.
Are you ready for friends? And
yes.
A
yes.
lot of communication.
Yes.
Community.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the point. You know, you made that, you crossed that line where you're in a new way, new life.
And yes.
that is what you learn from now.
Yeah, it is.
And you learn from meeting people and the way that is for you. And that's a much nicer way to learn, truly.
It is, because there's a flow and an ease and yeah. You know, when I was realizing guilt, it felt heavy. I yeah. felt the heaviness of it. And that's the truth. There is yeah. a heaviness in it when it's in you and on you. And,
yeah.
and this,
yeah.
freeing the guilt, it's light and easy mm-hmm. and simple. And there's freedom. There's breath.
Yeah.
Aliveness.
It's moving from the inertia of gravity to bringing gravity into levity. And
yes.
that is truly what these big changes are.
Yes.
And thankfully, anyone can do that.
Oh, yes.
And of course, it's a choice, decision, mm-hmm. intention, and it works. Anytime that someone does begin to recreate or regenerate or rejuvenate or renew their lives, mm-hmm. it's very tangible and open
yeah.
to each individual soul or people overall who would choose to do that. And it's pretty wonderful. So, yeah. And the timing, it's really when time is understood the way you're beginning to understand it, the timing of your soul rhythm and your heartbeat connected with it, which is what you're experiencing now, is really what you chose when
yes.
you walked out the door.
Yes.
You chose to go stay in your soul rhythm mm-hmm. of what you had decided the day mm-hmm. before, or pretty much a whole week. And then the last final where it was and what time it was the day before. And when you walked out the door and had made your decision that you were listening
yes.
to your soul rhythm, not to your old habits.
Yeah.
And that's really that's it. That's how it works when you work it.
Yes.
And that's, yeah. Yeah, that's, so timing is you move into a new way of, as you say, you have to feel it. You have to feel mm-hmm. your soul rhythm. It isn't just flowing and it's just there. You have, since you didn't feel, since you lived in mm-hmm. a dead-end way, mm-hmm. Dead to your own senses and your own awakened awareness of being here as a human soul, yeah. visible and all of it. That's like when you move into timing, you can bring it back to time.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is, you know, the schedule. You had a time to meet
yes.
this woman and her children and the other woman. And there'll be more. There's often more people, and you'll find that out as you continue. So it really is, timing doesn't make you not on time.
Yeah.
And no. timing isn't airy fairy where you're in no. this timing. And so you don't know what you've committed to or made a decision for,
mm-hmm.
and you show up at the time that you said you'd be there, because it really is like an infinity symbol. It's energy exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've decided to be in the flow, and it flows back into time, and you bring it back into timing, and it keeps mm-hmm. moving, and it's a new way to live. But you're including, it's inclusive
yes.
with the old, except you don't let it own you.
Right.
Time own you. And for me, I've lived in timelessness a long, long, over 50 years of my life. So it's just natural to me. And to give anyone a definition isn't even, that's not what I want to do. So the timeless is the same, because you're in timeless. You come back into timing, you move into time. So none of it's lost. It's just in a very different way
yeah.
that you're in life, and it's easier, freer.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a movement rather than trying to figure it out or trying to see what you need to see, when it's pretty much all the same as yesterday and the day before and the day before that. So in flow, no, it's not like that at all. Mm-hmm. Many times when you're in that flow of timing, you have to go deep into the spacious unknowing and not know anything. Know nothing, because whatever you knew in your past is not relevant now
mm-hmm.
at this moment. And you need to bring timing into that awareness. And it really works beautifully, because you're not, you can now know something brand new.
Yeah.
But that isn't carried over to day after day either.
No.
It's like being in that practice every day for the newness,
mm-hmm.
for the awareness of this now is, I have to be present in this now and allow the timing that I'm learning to be present with me in this
yes.
and rely upon the unknowing mm-hmm. that can only show up inside
yeah,
if you are. In that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's easy to go with your mind to the repeat mm-hmm. of a past something or other. And when you're, let me say it this way, the way you decided to go there, when you did meet the people that were there, you weren't full of judgment.
Mm-mm.
You were full of being present and being
yes.
with the mothers and the children.
Yeah.
And you came home and said that. It's a very different way to express.
Yeah.
Feel.
Yeah.
Be present in.
Yeah.
And people feel that.
Yeah.
They feel that from you, and that's what you've been experiencing.
Yes.
And that shows you, it shows you out loud what you've been learning here, but you have to learn it in your life.
In my life, yes.
And take yourself places where you wouldn't have gone in your past. And that's the change that is transition to transition to transition. And that's hard for people who live in time.
Yeah.
Transition from an old job to a new one is difficult. Whatever it is, whatever change happens in a life of a person who lives with time on them, it's very difficult to transition to something new or something that you have to accept in your life. There's no preparation for it on the inside.
No.
And so it kind of takes over until you recognize that's what you're doing and change it. But the timing of our lives is a freedom from just being on time, in time.
Yeah, you describe it really well. Because when I was hearing the things I was saying inside that would have been excuses, those were judgments. Those were judgments I made on myself and excused myself from ever being in my life in a way that let me have the freedom to go somewhere, to meet people. But this time it didn't shock me. It was more like, oh, wow, that's exactly what I've been in all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going. And you've often said to me that sometimes you have to be in an action to understand, like, what is that action going to bring into someone's life? And you don't know until it. So by me deciding to go, the next day I had a completely different set of happenings throughout the whole day where I met people and everything was light with them and fun and a real connection with them, but not anything that was it was just so easy. People were happy and responded from that, and I did with them, and like accepting and appreciating the happening and then moving on.
Well, you went in a different frame of mind.
I did.
And body and spirit. And that is the field that we carry that we've talked about often.
Yeah.
And you've wondered, how come people do that with me? But you had your own life experience with it.
Yeah.
And that's what's most important.
Yes.
Is that. And you lived that way as a child. So I'm sure it stirred that. Oh, this is how I was when I was a little girl. And people respond.
Yeah.
They feel lifted because you're lifted.
Yeah.
And that is how it works. If there's somebody who's very depressed and we walk toward them and we're, you know, in their field somewhat, we can feel their hurt, their pain, their depression.
Yeah.
And it really is, if, you know, we do with it as we're given to do with it. But I believe that what you've now come into is having compassion. And that is a brand new place that will serve you very well and will serve other beings who come into your life.
Yeah.
And it's just so... It's so difficult to talk from what was and what is because it's so different.
It is so different.
Because now you're conscious of being conscious of this life. And it's easy to choose it above all else, decide for it above all else, intend for it above all else, and find out what it is by living it.
Yeah.
Because that's how we find out.
Yeah.
We don't find out by sitting in a corner in a house and talking about it and thinking about it.
No.
it has to be acted upon.
Yeah, it does.
And it changes us. We find things out we would never know about ourselves.
And it makes life very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And very lighthearted.
Yeah, and lifted. You look forward to going out again.
Yeah.
And that's really important.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's little, but it's big.
Yes.
For you, you know, because you had lost that sense of childlikeness and the way you were as a child, and you now you're in something that resembles that.
Yes.
And it's so, it's what I call life-giving. You know, we feel so lifted and from inside, and then we see what it does to other people, and who would want to change that?
That's really the truth. And you touched on something that made me realize when you live in time, and time has you, there's a lot of thought that goes into that. Like being stuck in your head, being stuck in the rushing, I have to produce, I have to do this, I have to. But no thought of impact, what I need, but then the impact on me and the impact on everyone in my life.
Yeah.
When you're in timing, it is a flow. Mm-hmm. There is no thought, doesn't even come into it.
No,
it is a happening, and it does flow forth from mm-hmm. us. And then we're met with that, and it comes back this way toward us. Mm-hmm. So it's a in continuum. Mm-hmm. And that's what I experienced by deciding to go to Surfing Moms with the moms there. And then the next day, that was what I experienced with the people in the stores.
Right.
So it was pretty wonderful.
Yes.
And like you said, to have that live happening of what I have often beheld with you, with people. Mm-hmm. And it's beginning. It is an interaction.
You're not just walking and
no
keeping your, you know,
no,
you're blocking anything else out to not have to be here. So it's so different.
It's very different.
And it's pretty. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And I am very grateful to be here and will continue to be in this and continue to develop in this and develop it within me for greater understanding.
Well, it's easier for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, much easier.
Because you created a good foundation for you to be able to be in forgiveness for mm-hmm. whatever from guilt that shows up.
Yeah.
Because you have you've created a good foundation.
Yes.
To be able to see, and say what it is and what you need to be in mm-hmm. for it, about it. And some of it's just, boom, happens. And some of it you have to work a little bit for.
I do.
And that's part of the changes is that. But the willingness is already been decided upon by you.
Yes, it has.
And that is what makes it easier.
Yes, it does.
To make these transitions, changes.
Yes.
And yeah, it's
beautiful.
Yes, it is. And we do have to give our permission for this way of life. Mm-hmm. In the old way, people can push and pull and make mm-hmm. things happen and make people do things that they need them for, and it isn't at all giving someone else permission to have their own will. Mm-hmm. It's really always either giving over to their will or taking their will.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that.
Yeah.
And that is how a world without inner awakening is.
Yeah.
And that's, we can see that today. The separation is so profound. Mm-hmm. And we are faced with that.
Yes, we are.
Wherever we go, or and it's so different from other times.
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah. It's palpable now. It's very palpable.
Yeah, it is.
And visceral on every level and layer.
Yeah. And to be able to walk free of it can only happen by having done the work you've done inwardly and be prepared for the next the transition. You know, they never end.
No, they don't.
But they're speeded up from a good foundation. And that's what I love to see, because it works. It really does work.
Yes, it does work.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. So we have come to the time, we've come to the place in the show, the space in the show, where we're going to have a break. Stay with us, because we will continue discussing time, timing, timeless, and maybe some other subjects. See you soon.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on transformationtalkradio.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back to Spacious Unknowing Network. Whether you've been with us or you're just joining us, it is Spacious Unknowing Network that you're listening to, sunshine for your soul. Before the break, we were speaking on time, timing, and timeless. And you happened to bring up permission.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really want to say that I speak often about preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I know to be true is that I had friends named Anne and Robert. And Robert, Anne and I would study together. And I had Gina with me because the rest of you were in school.
Yes.
And she played with Peter, and Carolyn was there. So, but during the time of Anne and I and Carolyn studying, Robert didn't feel that he had to do that. He just had a phrase that he used to believe that that was enough. And we each day would ask him to join us. And he had no preparation for the initiation he was feeling he needed or wanted, or however he would have said it. And we didn't understand, but we continued to be in what we were in and continued to ask him every day. And sometimes he'd play with the children, or he'd get a bag of oranges that he would have us take home. But always he would excuse himself. And so when Anne and I had the initiation, he did as well. And it burned out his mind. And it was such a Oh, I just didn't know such a thing could happen. I definitely had heard of that with drugs, but I didn't understand what exactly that meant. And never had anyone in my life that I knew it firsthand. And here was Robert, this wonderful human being who we all loved. He was so easy and a good person.
Yeah.
And he totally lost his mind. And I knew that the initiation was too powerful for him. It was a higher vibration than he had prepared his nervous system to receive. Because we do have a network, and it, you know, if we have a little bit of light inside, not enough to accommodate a big initiation, then we haven't prepared for it. So I am so strong in the realization of how important it is to prepare. That's why I am so thorough. I was before Robert with myself, but I have, and with your children, of course, but that was that. In this way of life, I just really know how real and tangible that is, and how important it is for any one of us to prepare really well and not specifically ask for an initiation.
Yeah.
I mean, Ann and I didn't, but obviously he had. And we were fine because we had moved our inner being in such a way that it made us ready.
Yes.
So it was just another day for us, but for him, he ended up in a hospital and with his mind gone. And that was very, very difficult for Anne and me. It was Anne's husband, you know. So it was a real wake up to what can happen.
Yeah.
And the importance of, if that person isn't going to do this with you, let them know what the alternative might be.
Yes.
Because now I know that clearly. And that's why I'm so thorough with the foundation.
Yep.
And the preparation
on
that foundation, and building it from the foundation up, so that whatever happens, the whole nervous system, the whole endocrines, everything is ready for, alchemically ready, every which way ready for the initiation that does take place. And it's a very important understanding to have. And obviously, Robert left, and there was a big, you know, it was a big change
for
all of us.
Yeah.
And it was a big wake up to realize why we invited him every day, why we wanted to include him every day.
Yeah.
And never did understand his response, but we didn't know what we didn't know.
Right.
And when we did find out, we knew that we would know what to do if somebody ever did that with us, around us.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, you have to learn things, and sometimes they're learned in a way that you would prefer not to have learned it that way.
Yeah.
But it definitely made me and Anne and Carolyn understand things that we wouldn't have understood otherwise.
Wow.
So preparation is why I talk about that a lot, because it is very important. And even with your changes that you're undergoing, to be sure that you're in that forgiveness space, that you don't let it just go by the wayside. Because that is you preparing for the timing and eventually the timeless.
Yeah.
And that's truthful. That's very real.
And in you saying that, preparation, I have been prepared very well, and I've gotten to the place now where I can say I want to be in this, but it's greater than a want. It's a need. Mm-hmm. And it's, I have to. And when something arises that's showing me an old patterning, I'm like, oh, okay, I can sit and be with this in the stillness,
yeah,
and forgive myself. And like you said earlier, sometimes it takes mm-hmm. a little more of me being in the inner workings of it.
Yeah.
It depends on what I'm learning is it really depends on how deep-rooted that particular makeup and guilt was, how much energy I put into that aspect of the guilt that, okay, I got to work with this a little more than mm-hmm. I do other happenings.
And
I have here to go to.
Yes. Well, the peace and
the peace and the stillness. Yeah. Yes.
And so really, Jojo, it's that there is a depth mm-hmm. that's called for by you. Mm-hmm. So I'm just listening to you after the fact now.
Yeah.
Because you're doing your own work and being present with it the way you couldn't be.
Yeah.
And that was part of what I was with you for.
Yes.
Was to give you some help for, not help, it's more of a vibration of care and presence that would allow you to feel what it is before you are in it for your own changes.
Yeah.
And it really is a way to, I would say, speed up the process, but not have you not preparing.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
When I was 33, I was consumed by the light. So through the years, that is really living in a spacious, a timelessness where I come back into timing and time easily because that is where always that's been important to me to land ground and bring it here, bring it to the earth. Mm-hmm. And so it's different, though. It's a different way to bring it to the earth than I ever knew when I was with a family and with your children. It was a much different, and it turned into something even more different the years after. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it does in a lot of ways make you a stranger in a strange land. And I have had people say, did you come from another planet? Well, it must feel that way to people. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I've had to understand it because it's happened so much.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people are afraid of me. And that's a strange feeling because I wouldn't harm a flea. Mm-hmm. But they're afraid because mm-hmm. of what I carry. Mm-hmm. And it makes them fearful. You were.
Yep.
And, you know, I've had that with so many people that at one time just wanted to meet people who lived the way I did. But it's often that you're given this to be in a solitary way, but not isolated ever. There's a big difference between isolation, which you lived in, and the solitude that you can now live in, that you have yourself and you can go in and be present for whatever shows up. And it's a solitary in that you do that here, and then you go forth into the world and be who you need to be.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between isolation, where you just want to
everything is held super tight in here like this, like you're in a bundle.
Yeah, and this before is, the guilt was released, it was fear and control, and you had to undergo what those were, and how much they owned you.
Yep,
and you know, each one, and now the guilt, you're much more conscious, and you're able to bring that quickly and easily to forgiveness. But some of them are call for more depth.
Yeah.
Of understanding than others, and that's a very real truth, and we have to be willing to go the distance.
Yep.
And it really, what comes from it is so worth having done that.
Yeah,
and it's Yeah, it's wordless.
Yeah, it's in many ways difficult to describe because it's so often, and I've said this, what I've beheld in your life, and then now to feel it in here, feel it in my inner being, feel it in my form. Oh. I have a place I can go to and feel and be still. And this thing, I'll use guilt because we've been speaking on it.
Yeah.
Guilt is not this big thing to be afraid of. It's, oh, well, yeah, I did live this way. Yeah, this is the way that I not only treated me, but treated others. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can forgive myself for this because... And you've said this, I have the love here now with which to be with that guilt.
And you have the light.
And I, and I was just going to say, and I have the light with which to see it.
Yeah.
And so the feeling is just, and I've said to you, if I don't feel it, I can tell there's something just.
Opposition, tension.
There's tension. Okay, let me get to the place where I can feel it. Once I feel it, the forgiveness is here. It's present. And
And
now.
The preparation by you going within and changing what needed to be changed really has a lot to do with all the way that you used to live was lodged in your flesh. So everything you're letting go of, the control, the fear, and now the guilt, is changing each cell.
Yeah.
Because you're letting go of what was binding you in your cellular structure, as well as your spirit, your mind. And it really is now, with each time you're forgiving you and not passing it on anymore because you know better. You're going to pass it on as long as you don't know better. That's the way life works. And that's why it's important to forgive yourself and get free, because then you're not going to ever pass it on to anybody else.
Yeah.
And you're not going to accept it for you.
Yeah.
And that is the big aha. And it is dislodging what had taken shape in your form and allowing the new light, love, truth, and a flow of peace, be still, that begins to come in and be embodied by you or informed.
Yes.
Because you are allowing and willing.
Yes.
Choosing it, deciding for it, and intending it. Mm-hmm. And that's with the preparation that goes into that, not missing that's probably the most important part of this life, is making sure that you're studying whatever it is you have to study to build those other aspects of yourself and inform you with those other aspects. So you're not leaving anything out that would be in a vibration that's too different, you know, too different inside. And so you're willing to work with and be with the ones that are different and more difficult. And that's needed.
Oh,
that's a have to.
It is a have to. And it's interesting with certain ones, like you're saying, the ones that feel a little bit, there's more in depth. I can get one aspect of it. And then as I stay with it, there's another aspect underneath it. And then another one underneath that. And it's like, oh, but it's so delightful to see it and feel it this way. Mm-hmm. And to be this real, this here and now, because it is here and now. Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of the things I've spoken of seem like they would have been back here, they're not. They're here. The way I felt them back here is how I'm feeling them now until I forgive myself for it.
Yeah. Yeah. When people speak of the past, they're not realizing that that past, whatever was hurt feelings and hurt, deep hurt, is still lodged in their flesh and it's right here now.
Yeah.
So the past is here. The future is here. Mm-hmm. So when I am in this moment, this now, and being present for what shows up and forgiving me, then I am changing my past and my future at once. And it really does work. Oh, it works beautifully. And it does take great preparation to create that foundation, that inner structure that nobody would even know they need, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
And that's a very real, it's very real.
Yeah, and I knew when I decided to come here how important it was, but now I understand even more so that. Mm-hmm. And that without an inner structure, there's no way, a new inner structure, there's no way I could be in what I'm in.
Nope.
And understanding what I'm understanding and feeling what I'm feeling.
Yeah, and you were the one called to build that inner structure.
Yeah.
And had you decided to walk away from it, you would have. And you wouldn't be here right now.
No, talking, I wouldn't.
Telling anybody,
no.
You know, what is possible for any human being. And that's the truth.
And it is possible. For all of you listening, it is possible to change your life in every level and in every layer. It is possible. And it is important to understand the inner workings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really changing what a lot of people believe are unchangeable. And truly, from my vantage point and what I've learned in my life, is that everything is changeable.
Yes.
And we do have to recognize the steadfastness that is needed for, you know, you've learned that you have to be very focused. Well, it isn't a focus like people think of a focus. It's more of a recognition and a realization in the moment of being present with what you are faced with and having the, I would say, longevity to stay with it so that you're not, oh, this is the end. This, I'm done.
Which I at times did. I'm done with this.
I used to do that. And I would like to know in no uncertain terms. That would be great, honey, but it's not true.
It's not true. Yeah. So
you'll know when it is.
Yeah. Because it shows up in our life in a way that's can't be missed.
Well, you begin to notice and it's recognizable to you. And until then, it isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's almost like, I want to know. But no,
it's no, no it's no, no, it's no, worth no. it. It is so worth it to stay with it and stay with it and continue in that.
Yeah.
So worth it. You're worth it. Anyone that's listening that knows and feels a call, it is so worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, that soul rhythm is so, so willing for people to turn and, you know, not allow the ego to usurp that soul rhythm any longer, to really allow the soul rhythm to speak, have its voice inside of you, and becomes your voice.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know how many times you didn't have a voice, and I would encourage you to realize that that's what all of this was to create, is you as who you are.
Yes.
Not a copy of someone else.
Yeah.
But who you came here to be.
Yeah.
And that calls for some deep work with you and recognizing what kept you from that. And now you have much greater clarity.
Yes.
And I would say a greater willingness to do your inner work without any me saying much of anything.
So yeah.
That's good for me.
We have come to the end of the show.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next Monday right here on this channel, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Until then, have a beautiful day, evening, wherever you may be. Aloha. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose.
Join us again
for life-affirming communication every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com so that you can bask in the rays of infinite love.
Access Soul Rhythm to tap into your real being, for your heartbeat in the rhythm of your soul.
Feel it guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love. For more information about Julie O
and JoJo Rose,
visit spaciousunknowingnetwork.com. That's spaciousunknowingnetwork.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.